All right, we're going to start the show. Could you please all take your seats? Please take your seats now. We're starting the show. Please sit down. Take a seat, please. Please take a seat. Come on, sit down.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Would you care for a cocktail?
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Oh, wow. That is unbelievable, isn't it? Can you believe this?
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie, or as they say in Latin America, Huli. That's the way they pronounce it. They don't pronounce their J's. Jesus, there's a J there. But do you listen to it? No. I don't think I want to call it a J. I'm going to pronounce it as an H. Who are you to do that? I'll do anything I want. And I'm turning it into an H. Jesus. See? I can do it. Hey, whatever. Whatever. Enjoy yourself. Anyway, welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. How are you? We're welcoming a lot of new listeners as we're on a new podcast network on the West Coast. So, hi. I don't know if you know necessarily who I am, if you're listening for the first time. I am completely and utterly stable. I am the most stable person you'll ever meet. There you go. And I am also a genius. I'm much smarter than you will ever be. Who does that sound like? Wait a minute. Who does that sound like? Cher? No, it's not Cher. The president, that's who it is. I was on the tip of my stupid brain. There are certain rules and regulations that you are required to sign off on before you actually can listen to the entire program. Here's what you must do besides sign complete loyalty over to me.
This is the Ron Van Dam Show. Thank you for coming. Your waiter will be along shortly. Please be advised that the Ron Van Dam Show has been designated as a non-smoking area. Please watch your step while boarding the Ron Van Dam Show as contents may have shifted during travel. In clinical studies, the Ron Van Dam Show has not been shown to reduce cholesterol in laboratory animals. Exits are located to the rear on the left and right sides of the auditorium. The sea bass is steamed and served with a white truffle risotto. Illinois residents add 5% sales tax. Shake before serving. If dizziness or swelling occur, stop using the Ron Van Dam Show immediately. Proper ID is required. No cover charge after 10 p.m. Moo. Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show may require you to lift objects weighing 15 pounds or more. Please remain seated until the Ron Van Dam Show comes to a complete stop.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, now that you have agreed to the terms, click here. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. And now, please enter your password. No, that's not strong enough. Enter the strong password. There you go. Okay, now you're logged in. Your log is in. Ooh, ow. That felt good. All right. Coming up later in the program, you know them, you love them. Maybe some of you don't know them, and maybe you don't love them. Bill Rancic and Juliana Rancic join us. Juliana Rancic is the one that you see on the red carpet interviewing all the celebrities whenever they go into one of those award programs. Bill Rancic was a contestant on The Apprentice and actually won and became one of Trump's business people. I don't know how he feels about Trump. I didn't ask him. You know, it's not why I live. It's not why I live anymore. The two of them are married. They have children. They are a celebrity couple. And they join us toward the end of the program to discuss. They're my guests at the end of the show today. And by the way, Juliana, it's Juliana, I suppose, if you're from certain places. Speaking of being from certain places, I want to emphasize without question, so you know where I'm at, that I think that the President of the United States is a total moron. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. I cannot connect myself with this man anymore. After the very racist comments that he made, claims he didn't make them, then bragged to other people that he did make them and that his base now loves him more than ever. The man he lies continually. I've put my foot down earlier this weekend and I said, nope, I'm not doing it. Because, you know, you don't enable. That's like your kid being on drugs and you go out in your car and you buy the drugs for the kid and you say, the drugs are in the room somewhere, kid, you'll find them. That's enabling, you know. Or your kid's an alcoholic, or your spouse is an alcoholic, and you keep liquor all over the place and say, I don't know, whatever you want to touch. I'm telling you, don't do it, but whatever happens, happens. That's enabling. And that's what America is doing. America is enabling its largest, most vocal child, its oldest vocal child, this Trump character. You're enabling. Every time you don't stand up to that type of personality attitude, you are on his side and enabling him, and you are condoning his behavior. Now, I'm not talking about his immigration policy or the fact that he wants to destroy the planet and the environment or anything like that, or drill oil. He'll drill oil on your face if he can. If he can extract oil from your face, from your pimples, he'll do that as an energy source if he can make money. He'll open your groin as a hotel if he can. If he can slap the word Trump on your groin, he'll put people in it. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about his policies. Although everything he does is just to satisfy his base. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. He's just trying to politically satisfy his base, thinking that that's going to get him in next time. 33% wins you everything, right? Yeah, that's a majority. Donald thinks 33% is a majority. He's stupid. He's just stupid. It's stupid. He wants to turn his life around 360 degrees. Donald, you're stupid. 360 degrees is like a complete circle. You end up exactly where you were, you idiot. You want to turn your life around 180%. That's why you can't do anything, because you're stupid. I'm sorry, but he is. And people who support him say it's a learning process. Someday he'll learn. When the earth is in shambles, that's when he learns. Come on. Anyway, it has nothing to do with his political views whatsoever. I disagree with a lot of the stuff that he does for the reasons that he thinks he does them. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about him as a human being who respects women, who respects human beings, who has an ounce of dignity, an ounce of intelligence, who doesn't shame people out of their jobs and out of their existence and out of their reputations, who doesn't call people liars when he himself has been caught in so many. You know, these days when you say something or do something or tweet something, it's there, it's in front of you. It's been heard, it's been seen, it's been written. You can't deny that you said something. The only way out is to say, well, I didn't mean it. I mean, it's just annoying. It's the personality. It's the destructive. He's basically, in my estimation, destroying America and every relation we ever had with our allies for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades. He's creating damage that you're not even aware of because you're not thinking it through. It's the person that makes me turn my stomach. Or my stomach turns on its own, actually. When I vomit, I see his face. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's true. And I'm all right, I didn't want to go there, but I'm just saying there's going to come a time when we're real close to it, when the common person will stand up and say, all right, it's not a political thing anymore. The man is just simply annoying. And he build your towers, build your hotels, but don't sit in the White House, man. It ain't your place there. Oh, man, if I could just sit down and talk to him, I know I could get through to him. I know I can. Anyway, thanks to the President of the United States, we've made two words and two concepts in our English language acceptable for little children to say. And that is pussy, for one. And when I say that, some people are actually annoyed. I said that on the air when that story came out, and I actually got some bad letters saying, you can't say that word on the air. Little children are listening. Hey, the president said it publicly. Well, on a tape that was played publicly, but the guy said it. That's the way he talks. Don't get down on me for repeating what my president said. So pussy is now perfectly fine for everybody because our president talks like that. We've heard him. It's on tape. At one point, Trump actually said, well, that's not really my voice on the tape. That wasn't really me. Can you have a finer definition of delusional? Now the word shithole is also now part of our proper vocabulary. We have news anchors actually saying shithole on the air, because that's what the president apparently said. It's been corroborated by many, many people who were there. And two guys that were there that say they don't remember, now they do remember, but it wasn't like that. And now there's also controversy where the president said in that meeting, shithole or shithouse. Well, one way or the other, he called the country something with the word shit in it. And he said, why do we need any more of them? Let's get people from Norway. Now he didn't say because they're white and the other countries are basically black. He didn't say that. The president says he was referring to the economic class. He'd rather have people who are earning $100,000 a year out of Norway immigrate to the United States than people from Africa who probably just make $300 a year. That's what he said he preferred. Don, you're so ignorant. A lot of people in Africa who do come to this country make a lot of money. It's so stupid. He's just so ignorant. It's like he doesn't know anything. And he doesn't. And this is a dangerous thing. That he's pissing off other countries. He's taking our lead in the world and knocking it down to the point where people will not listen to us at all now because they don't trust what we're going to do or what the schmuck in the White House, how he's going to act. So we relinquish our power in the world. Good move. Thanks, Trump. You are indeed who you said you were, the wonderful man that you said you were, certainly. I don't know what to say any further about him, so that's about it for today. And I guarantee you he will come up with something. The man has to stop tweeting. It is, for him and for many, nothing but a mechanism to display his anger. And here's my second degree of anger here, which is really also my first. As you know, there's a women's movement, there always has been, for equality. And men that sexually harass women are to be shunned. Many lose their job. Some go further and actually make physical advances upon them. and the words get quite ugly when that subject matter comes up. Women are finally speaking out and saying this is not permissible. A man and a woman should be treated exactly the same in pay, in respect, etc., in position. Guess what, women? Your president, play that little tape again of the president of the United States on some type of Entertainment Tonight tour bus, talking about the fact that he goes up to women and he can play with their pussy anytime he wants because he's in power. And when you're in power, you can get anything you want. They just fall all over your feet. And talking about women as sexual objects as opposed to what they do and who they are. This is what your president said verbatim. I won't play it for you because you've heard it 1,000 times during the campaign. And it was acceptable to us. We voted the guy into the White House. The guy on the tour bus with him, Billy Bush, was fired from his job. The guy who actually said the stuff, Donald Trump, became president. Men who sexually harass women in the workplace are fired from their job. Donald Trump becomes president and has the largest job in the world. And it's about time that we stood up and said, you can't do this anymore, sir. You're done. You're finished. We're not tolerating it. We're not enabling it anymore. We know there was an election. People favored your ideas and your demeanor to that of Hillary Clinton. They demonized her. Russia went out of their way to coordinate with WikiLeaks, the leaking of her emails and her scandals on a scheduled, coordinated basis. And I believe that Robert Mueller, special investigator, will find that the Trump kids specifically participated with the Russian counterparts in order to systematically release information against Hillary Clinton on WikiLeaks that would cause the American public psychologically never to vote for her, or not enough to win a presidential election. They hated her that much. And I'm not here to talk about her, unlike Trump, who's here to talk about her every day of his presidency, apparently. Maybe he's in love with her. He definitely is fixated upon her, or thinks that he won the election because he kept fixating upon her, and that works for him. That was then. This is now. Now, Donald, you're the president. You stand alone in your actions. You're responsible for everything you say and everything you do. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you have to stand up. And if you're a Republican, you have to say, he is destroying my party. If you're a citizen of the United States, you have to say, he is destroying my country and the reputation thereof. And until you as a human being and all of us stand up and say, no, whatever the case may be, I'm sick of this. This has gone way too far. I'm even embarrassed that I let it go this far. The man has got to shut up. He has got to shut up and stop treating it like an anger rant from a sick individual. Okay, how you doing? Good? You having fun? Is this fun for you? Is this fun for you somehow?
Yes, of course you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
Everything that Trump said and did is on tape. It's not like I have to lie or make things up. He does, I don't. This is what Donald Trump said in his words.
You know, I tweeted today, at real Donald Trump, I tweet. And that's, you know, it solves it. Don't worry, I'll give it up after I'm president. We won't tweet anymore, I don't think. Not presidential.
Not presidential? Well, Don, even you said it wasn't presidential. And remember the thing on the bus? Women, I know you're upset about the way you're treated. Are you upset about this?
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages, and I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Pull the hell.
Did you hear that again? Women, as we're in conversation about the way you're treated and the attitude that men have towards you, did you just hear what he said? And he was married. Trump is married. What if your husband said this stuff? Well, this is the way men talk in a locker room. No, it's the way they talk on a bus. And I don't know if you were bragging or not, but you said you do this. This is what you said. Well, I didn't mean it. I was just saying. Even just saying what's in your mind if you didn't do the stuff you actually were bragging that you were doing, which is pathetic, by the way, that's an insult to women. Every woman walking the face of this planet should be insulted by that tape that goes back during the campaign, during Trump's campaign. But are we upset? No. We just accept it because it's him. Stop accepting it because it's him. Start denouncing it because you're a human being with respect, dignity, and morals. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Okay, let's move on. Juliana Rancic, or Juliana, of course. We don't pronounce. Actually, it's Juliana with a G. So let's not go there, Ron. And her husband, Bill Rancic, joined us. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure to have you both again. Juliana and Bill Rancic joins us now. You're familiar with them. I could go through all the stuff you've both done, but that would take like 10 minutes, so we won't do that. I think we're good on that. We're talking about New Year's resolutions, but in a different way. Whenever we think about New Year's resolutions, it's about ourselves. We're going to lose weight. We're going to stop smoking. We're going to be more healthy. But we've got to really focus it on everything, and I think you're talking about families today.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we decided this year we're going to do something a little bit different, because typically when you do individual resolutions, mm-hmm. they say by mid-February, they're abandoned. So we said, you know what, let's try something a little bit different this year. We're going to do a family resolution. And we find that when we're doing something together, we're able to help each other. When one of us stumbles, the other one's there to pull the other one up. So we said, we're going to do a resolution as a family. We're going to help each other. We're going to have teamwork. And so far, so good. We're, 11 days in, and we've been sticking with it.
So what have you done differently since then?
So, for instance, our family resolution specifically is once a week, we are carving out a dinner and game night with our 5-year-old son. And I think a lot of people would go, well, that's not so out of the ordinary. But that's the thing. It shouldn't have to be out of the ordinary. These days we're so busy that, you know, weeks, months could go by. And we realize, wow, we haven't sat down as a family and had a game night or done something fun together. So we're carving out a family dinner and game night. And so what we did was we partnered with Marshalls, and they're fantastic. And they really have all of these great high-quality brand name wellness and home items, games, cooking essentials at terrific, amazing prices. So we went and got kind of all our gear to stay on track, and they do find that when you actually make an investment, you have the products to support the resolution, you have a higher chance of success.
Okay. You know, it's kind of humorous. One would expect that your family would really have to find time together because you're both so, like, all over the place, probably not spending even that much time together. But oddly enough, I think in a quote-unquote regular person's life, not that you're not regular, they really don't have as much time either. And it's interesting how that's kind of the same.
Well, you know, the world is changing, and now with the portable devices, we're even more connected than ever with the office, and you seem to never be able to get away. So one of the things that we're doing on this game night is the devices get put on a tray. So even our son's iPad, you know, it's not allowed. It's about the quality of time that we're spending together, more so than the quantity of time.
You have to do it, though. You know, I love what Bill always says. Someone once told you, tell Ron what someone once told you.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
About
hang up and hang out?
No. You know how kids,
that makes
kids
sense.
See love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before our son was born, someone said, you know, they asked me a question. They said, you know how kids spell love? And I said, well, L-O-V-E. He said, no. Kids spell love T-I-M-E. And I said, wow, you're right, because it's all about the quantity and quality of time that you spend with your child, and that's how they equate love. So that really hit home with me, and we try to spend as much quality time we can with our son as possible.
Yeah. How old is your son now?
He's 5 and a half, and boy, oh boy, he acts like he's 20. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's what
he
happens.
He looks like it, too. He's tall. Yeah.
And then when they grow up, they act like they're 5 and a half.
There we go. All right. It all goes in reverse. No, but it's a lot of fun, and he's been loving it. You know, like last week we had a game night, and it was so much fun, and it really is true. And I know, trust me, we are, you know, everyone's busy these days. Yeah. You know, mom, dad, everyone's busy.
Yeah.
So it's really, that's why you have to make an effort as a family to come together, carve this time out. And you also teach your kids a lot in the process, too. Like, for instance, let's say next week we can't do it, right, because we're away traveling. You know, it's an opportunity to teach your kid about setbacks, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a failure. It's a setback. How do we remedy this next week? And these are things that your kids can take into their life, great lessons that they take into their lives.
It's kind of interesting and sad in a way that when we were brought up, and I think I'm a little older than the both of you, not much, though. When we were brought up, that was the norm. You know, you had dinner with your family and that kind of thing, and that was just fine. And now we have to struggle to get back to where we were. That's kind of sad, but it can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done, and we're doing it. We're trying our best, and so far so good. You know, 11 days into the new year, we're gonna make it happen.
Broken my individual resolution of drinking more water, but the family one's going great.
I feel pretty good about it.
So don't feel like a lot of people have already broken that individual one, and they think, oh, okay, I guess I'll have to wait till next year. You don't. It's not too late.
Yeah.
We're only a couple of weeks in.
Yeah.
Start today.
But I think one more tip that really helps us is you got to write it down. You got to take a pen to paper.
Yeah.
You got to write it down, and then you got to put that list somewhere that you're going to see it every day. So for me, I put it right on my bathroom mirror when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have that reminder of what my goals are, what my resolutions are, and it's one step closer to helping me achieve what I'm trying to accomplish in 2018.
Wonderful. Interesting, Giuliani. You want to drink more water. I want to drink more wine. So.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm good on the wine, Ron. I'm okay. Between red wine, Prosecco, I'm good.
Yeah. Just before we go, give me an example of a game that you play together.
Uno.
Uno's
a lot of fun. You know, there's the old school Uno, and then there's this new little, like, or not new, but this machine that can, you know, it makes it funny, and it'll, like, suddenly you're about to win, and it spits 20 cards out at you, and it's kind of funny. My son thinks that thing is so cool. So
he also likes, is it Jenga?
I heard of that.
He likes Jenga.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of games. We were actually at Marshall's yesterday, and they had tons of games, so you can pick some up there, too.
Very cool. Well, great success to the both of you. Juliana, that was great Golden Globes that you
Thank
did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're right in award season, so got the Screen Actors Guild Awards coming up, the Grammys, the Oscars, so it's pretty busy time right now.
Yeah, it is.
It's good, though.
Well, thanks a lot. Now, how can we get more information on this?
You can go to marshallsonline.com.
Yeah, perfect. Pretty easy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ron.
Have a good
bye-bye.
One.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, there you go. There they are. Well, I'm out of time for today. But guess what? Yes, I'll be back again tomorrow. Does that show you any great favor? Are you happy about that? You care? Do you? I think you really. You know, I don't say this often enough. I mean, a lot of people do programs and they don't appreciate. But I appreciate, I think you're wonderful. I think you're wonderful. When you're drunk, well, it's true, you're better off that way. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. By the way, if you are going to drink, drink responsibly. I don't know what that means. It means don't drink.